a local not-for-profit organization helps enrich the lives of both animals and people. Just a warning, the following story contains cute puppy noises. That's a puppy just a few weeks old wanting to play with her siblings at Paws Care of Montgomery County in Hillsborough. The puppies are being fostered by Paws Care Public Relations Coordinator Crystal Carpani.
It's a wonderful program. I foster myself. I'm actually fostering these puppies right now that we're holding, and their mother. We pull from kill facilities, high kill facilities, and we take owner relinquishes too. A lot of our intake comes from people who can no longer care for their animals. So instead of them putting them in a high kill facility or just giving them away on Facebook, like we strongly discourage people from doing, they can call us. We will. James actually goes out and does a lot of temperament checks to see that the animal would actually qualify for our program. And when it does, we bring it in, we get it a foster, and we get fully vetted. And I can't tell you how much money we have put into some of these animals because we make sure that anything that's wrong with them is fixed.
Paws Care of Montgomery County began in 2008. James Cloud is the education chair on the Paws Care board. He says the not-for-profit organization is run by volunteers.
We do what we do to help animals in need. Part of that's pulling animals out of high-kill shelters. That's beneficial not just for saving an animal, but it helps decrease costs at a municipal center, which is good. I do a lot of education, which is, you know, everything from maybe going to a Girl Scout meeting to just collecting the numbers that we have and being transparent, letting people know that their money that they give to us is going to help save a lot of animals.
Paws Care offers many programs and services, such as a spay and neuter program and mobile pet adoption. As previously mentioned, Paws Care is entirely volunteer run, including the official Paws Care photographer.
Look at you.
She's a cutie patootie.
Yoli Jolliffe takes photos for Paws Care to use on their website, Facebook, and for Pet of the Week that runs in the local newspapers.
Ooh, she's a smart girl. Yeah, she says, cute. I'm the model. Yes, ma'am. Look at me.
Paws Care relies on donations and fundraisers. Other ways people from the community help fund Paws Care include yard sales and birthday presents.
My granddaughter and another little girl here in town both had birthday parties, and instead of getting presents, they asked for donations of dog food, cat food, litter. Even some people donated money, and then they donated it to Paws.
Paws Care has helped rescue over 1,000 animals since they began. Crystal says Paws Care makes a difference in both animals and people's lives.
I got involved with Paws because I am passionate about saving animals. As a little kid, I was always dragging stray pets home and trying to help them. And then I ran into a lady named Jennifer Walker, who is our president, who was just as passionate as I am, and talked to her a little bit. And I joined Paws because I love what we do. I love that we make a difference. I love that we take animals in that are sick, matted, horrible messes, and we clean them up, get them vetted, and you wouldn't believe the attitude change in the animals just from when we bring them in to when they go to their foster home. And by the time they're adopted out, they are pretty much housebroke, like I said, fully vetted. So it's just very rewarding. I love it.
Thank you to Paws Care for their help in putting this story together and for letting me hold a puppy on my lap during the entire interview. For WSMI, I'm Sarah Tomach reporting.